As gas prices climb to $3.83 a gallon nationally, President Obama's approval ratings are falling to 41%, according to the New York Times. The economy and jobs are big concerns, but the Washington Post found that 65% of Americans disapprove of the president's handling of gas prices. How much can a president control gas prices? Global issues like the energy demands from Japan after the tsunami and anxiety over political events in the Middle East are driving up oil prices, but what about domestic policy? Tom Kloza is the publisher and chief oil analyst at the Oil Price Information Service. And Tom, you say presidents in general aren't to blame for the price of oil. Why not?
It's a global market. We use about 91 million barrels a day globally. And here in the United States, perhaps 15 million barrels a day of crude oil. So there's really not that much, unless you're the leader of an empire, that a U.S. president can do. And the fact of the matter is that when this president took over, oil prices were much, much too low, and gasoline prices were much too low because we were in the depths, probably the deepest innings of the Great Recession.
So are you saying, as others have, that the price of gas is kind of inching up to where it may be, given global concerns, should be?
I think the perception out there right now is that the price of crude oil is where it is because global demand, particularly in developing countries and continents, Africa, Asia, South America, for example, is outpacing global production growth.
Well, in other words, there's not enough to go around, which drives the price high. If there was plenty to go around with the huge demand, it would drive the price low. But what about the criticism that President Obama doesn't drill enough?
I think that probably it's a fair criticism that there's a lot of bureaucracy and red tape, but that's not a criticism that should rear its head in terms of 2012 prices. I mean, the 2012 problems have to do with the rest of the world. They don't have to do with North American supplies of crude, which are really as robust as they've been in our lifetime.
Well, and the drilling rig count, the amount of drilling rigs in the U.S., according to the Washington Post, is twice as high as it was in 2009. So the drilling's happening. But what about the question of exports? You know, we're reading that the United States exports more gasoline, diesel, and other fuels than it imported in 2011 for the first time since 1949. It makes it sound like there's a surplus and we're sending oil to other countries and not keeping it here at home where we might maybe lower the price a bit.
There is a surplus of diesel fuel that's produced in the United States, and a lot of that diesel has been going to Central and South America. There is not necessarily a surplus of gasoline. There might be a surplus of some grades. And the fact of the matter is, we'll probably export about as much gasoline as we import. We'll export gasoline out of the Gulf Coast to Central and South America predominantly. We'll import gasoline into the East Coast, where we've closed refineries, because refineries in other parts of the world, most notably Europe, can make it work in the U.S.
Well, you know, as we're hearing, it's a lot more complicated than, you know, the guy in the White House is at fault. But do you see some fault from the guy in the White House?
If I had a criticism, it would be the same criticism I would probably levy on most presidents. Perhaps this president, like the previous president, are too close to Wall Street. High prices are certainly pushed higher by more investment and more speculative money coming in from Wall Street. There's a huge, huge speculative fabric to the price of oil. And if you're someone on the margins of society living from paycheck to paycheck, it can mean the difference between a decent middle class living and something subordinate to that.
Sure. But another thing that jumped out at us from the Washington Post poll, the price of gas has a disproportionate impact on people, or seems to. About 71% of people said the issue of increases is extremely important to them, but the amount of money people spend on gas only accounts for about 3% of a person's expenses. As you said, that can be hardship when gas goes up, but, you know, compared to the other things, it's really nothing.
If I left my house every day and at the end of the street there was a placard with a LED sign that had the price of my cable bill there, I would probably be enraged each day about my cable provider. So I think the fact that gasoline prices are out there, they adorn the landscape, I think that's why they have that particular resonance. And if we put some other costs up and out there for the public to see every day, we'd have some anger on some other areas.
Tom Kloza, publisher-in-chief oil analyst at Oil Price Information Service. Tom, thanks so much.
Okay, take care.